And we've reached again that day of the week when we ask one of our culturephile guests about the things they like to grant access to their eyes, ears, noses and mouths. And this time, it's the turn of choreographer Kristen Fontanella to share with us her culturephile likes.
Hello, I'm Kristen Fontanella, a dance artist and choreographer. My favorite film of all times is The Goonies. It's the first one that pops to my head. Childhood favorite, growing up in the 80s and thinking that I could find a treasure map. So it's a story about misfit kids living on the East Coast of the States. And one of the kids' homes is being foreclosed on. And he hears the legend of One-Eyed Willie and that there's a buried treasure. And they somehow find a map and they follow it. But then there's these gangsters that have heard about the treasure as well, and they are following them. So it's a chase through underground tunnels, and they find a pirate ship. They find all the treasure. And in the end, the bad guys get arrested and they find all the treasure so they can save their house and they all can stay together.
Just like that last prank about all those little creatures that multiply when you throw water.
I like dance biographies talking about great modern dance artists. So one book was by Merce Cunningham, Dancing in Space and Time. It's his own writing about his dance. One of the greatest things that Merce Cunningham did was called Chance of Dance, where he would give his dancers a piece, and let's say it was labeled A, B, C. But on the night of the performance, he might say, okay, we're going to change the music. You're not wearing those costumes. You're going to wear these ones. And we're going to do the order of B, C, A. You're always on your feet. And I sometimes use that when I'm teaching classes at the university. I like to keep dancers on their feet so then they don't rely on what they know. They have to think fast and they have to, it's real, you know? I actually don't listen to podcasts. My friends have told me to get into it, but they listen to silly ones about food, or I think there's one called Cereal that everyone's into. But I haven't broken into that world yet. Music that I listen to now, I'm a big fan of The Gloaming. I really like their first album that they put out. I think they're on their third album now. And then a smaller group called This Is How We Fly. There's four musicians, and one of those musicians is actually a dancer, Nick Garris, from Minnesota or Michigan, kind of a flat foot dancer. And he's just brilliant. He uses elements such as like sand or different floors to dance on. And he's just looked at as one of the musicians. So their first album was called This Is How We Fly in 2013. And their more recent one in 2017 is Foreign Fields. But something about their music, it's not what you're used to. It's something similar. It's kind of like my dancing. It's something that you know, but it just kind of you're looking at it through a different lens or hearing it through a different lens. The restaurant in Galway that I love is in Salt Hill. It's called Oslo's. It's nothing too fancy, but you can get a good pint. And I'm a sucker for chicken wings, and I think they have the best chicken wings in Galway. And then just another one local to my house is Poppy Seed Cafe. I just like the ladies that work there because I go with my computer and they leave me alone and they know if I want something, I just catch their eye, but they let me work there. I would order their Eggs Benedict. I've stayed with my same scent for years, and I actually found it when I was touring with Riverdance, because you go through all the airports and duty-free, you have plenty of time to try everything, but I sound very prissy when I say this now, but it's Versace Yellow Diamond.
The likes of Kristen Fontanella there, and you can catch her show In Limbo this evening at Project Arts Centre in Dublin at 7:30, just after the weekly. And in that half hour of heaven coming up just after 7, we'll be meeting bass guitarist Barry Adamson, whose collaborators over the years have ranged from Nick Cave to David Lynch. We'll also be down on the Sustainable Colour Farm in Clashene with eco-artist Nicola Brown, and Maurice Gohan will tell us why it is that she's got such a rosy view of Valentine's Day. That's all in the Culturephile Weekly, coming up after Newark at 7 here on RTE Lyric FM.